At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Jyeshta Nakshatra, experience, association versus dissociation. Some individuals move through life in full association, emotionally present, immersed in the moment, and responsive to their inner world. Others operate through dissociation, detaching from feelings, stepping back, or mentally observing from a distance to preserve control. Jyeshta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, analysis, intelligence, and associated with Indra, power, pride, protection, tends toward a subtle but deep form of dissociation. These natives often feel intensely, but rarely show it. They are protectors of their inner world, observing others and themselves from a place of controlled distance. Emotional immersion may feel vulnerable or unsafe, so they often choose mental analysis or withdrawal to maintain authority, secrecy, or strength. However, when trust is established or they feel emotionally secure, Jyeshta can shift into association, engaging fully and protectively with those they are loyal to. Planetary placements in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses influence how and when this internal toggle activates. If Mercury is in the 1st, 3rd, or 10th house, the experience is primarily mental dissociation. These individuals process life through observation, detachment, and inner dialogue, rather than direct feeling. In Jyeshta, Mercury sharpens their ability to analyze emotion rather than express it. They may intellectualize pain or discomfort as a defense. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes professional strength. They're known for staying calm under pressure, using logic when others are overwhelmed. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the experience leans more toward association, especially in private or creative spaces. These natives feel deeply and may struggle to maintain the emotional distance Jyeshta prefers. If not balanced, they may swing between emotional overload and sudden retreat. If Moon is in the 10th, this association becomes visible. They may show emotional investment in work or social roles, even as they try to hold composure. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the dissociation becomes controlled and protective. These individuals may feel emotions, but act on them only when it's strategically sound. In Jyeshta, Mars gives them the willpower to compartmentalize, feeling anger, hurt, or desire without showing it until the time is right. If Mars is in the 10th, they are known for focused intensity. They act with impact, but only after observing and assessing the emotional landscape. If Saturn is in the 4th or 10th house, the dissociation is emotionally repressive. These natives often learned early to suppress feelings in order to survive or remain strong. In Jyeshta, Saturn builds emotional armor. They may become stoic, avoidant, or overly controlled. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as reliable and steady. But beneath the surface, they may carry years of unexpressed emotion. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the experience becomes subtly detached or karmically distant. These individuals often feel removed from the self, from joy, or from emotional events, absorbing life without being fully in it. In Jyeshta, Ketu deepens the inner watcher archetype. They may feel ghost-like in their own experience, always a step removed. If Ketu is in the 10th, they might hold power or responsibility while feeling strangely absent or disconnected from the role. Jyeshta's relationship with experience is defined by depth, wrapped in distance. They sense and perceive acutely, but often choose privacy over participation, analysis over vulnerability. Their growth lies in knowing when to stay outside and when to step in, when to protect their inner world, and when to let themselves feel fully. When integrated, Jyeshta becomes the wise guardian of experience, able to witness pain, power, and complexity without being consumed by it, but still fully alive within it when trust allows. Jayeshta Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals naturally focus on matching, what aligns, feels right, or supports harmony. Others are more oriented toward mismatching, noticing what's off, what doesn't fit, or what needs to be corrected. Jyeshta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, discernment, precision, and associated with Indra, power, protection, pride, strongly leans toward a mismatching approach. These natives are detail-focused, psychologically sharp, and emotionally vigilant. They instinctively scan for inconsistencies, emotional gaps, or subtle betrayals, often detecting what others miss. Their mismatching isn't rooted in judgment, but in protection of their integrity, energy, or those they lead. However, when emotionally safe and fully in control of their environment, Jyeshta can shift into a matching mode, especially when building trust, mentoring, or restoring order. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how this perceptual filter expresses itself. If Mercury is in the 1st, 3rd, or 6th house, the mismatching lens is intellectual and verbal. These individuals are quick to pick up on contradiction, manipulation, or subtext. In Jyeshta, Mercury makes them masterful communicators, able to dismantle illusions, call out half-truths, or test the sincerity behind words. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes a professional superpower. They may work in strategy, crisis resolution, or leadership roles where precision and truth are essential. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the mismatching becomes emotional and intuitive. These individuals sense when something feels off before it's logically apparent. In Jyeshta, Moon gives them an instinctive emotional barometer. They often feel the mismatch first and only later articulate it. If Moon is in the 10th, this becomes part of their public presence. They may read emotional energy in professional spaces with uncanny accuracy. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the mismatching becomes defensive and tactical. These individuals identify weakness, challenge, or threat early and move to correct it. In Jyeshta, Mars brings a protective edge. They mismatch to stay a step ahead or shield what they care about. If Mars is in the 10th, they may be seen as no-nonsense leaders, capable of taking decisive action when something isn't working. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the native may lean more toward matching, but not blindly. These individuals seek moral or philosophical alignment. In Jyeshta, Jupiter softens the mismatching edge. They notice what's off, but aim to correct it through guidance, not critique. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may lead through mentorship or moral authority, aligning people to shared purpose rather than dissecting every flaw. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the mismatching becomes symbolic and karmic. These individuals see dissonance on an energetic level, sensing when something isn't spiritually aligned or feels empty. In Jyeshta, Ketu makes them instinctively skeptical. They distrust appearances and may reject anything that doesn't feel pure. If Ketu is in the 10th, this becomes part of their role. They may serve by calling out falsehood or acting as guardians of deeper truths. Jyeshta's natural approach is forensic and emotionally refined. They mismatch not to criticize, but to understand, correct, and protect. Their challenge is to not let this perceptual sharpness turn into mistrust. Their growth lies in learning when to soften, when matching can build bridges instead of exposing gaps. When balanced, Jyeshta becomes the ultimate truth holder, discerning but wise, protective but fair, and always committed to integrity, both in themselves and in the world around them. #Jyeshta Nakshatra, time experience. In time versus through time. Some individuals live in time, deeply immersed in the present, reacting based on emotional immediacy or instinct. Others experience life through time, aware of the past's influence and the future's consequences, making choices with calculated foresight. Jyeshta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, perception, strategy, and associated with Indra, authority, memory, protection, leans strongly toward a through-time orientation. These natives are rarely impulsive. They scan timelines, remember emotional history, and project outcomes before making decisions. Their awareness of consequence, especially around loyalty, power, and vulnerability, means they often delay action until the emotional and strategic timing is right. However, under emotional duress or sudden relational threat, Jeshta can slip temporarily into in-time reactivity, responding sharply or protectively in the moment. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses shape how they move through time. If Mercury is in the 1st, 3rd, or 10th house, the through time experience is intellectual and strategic. These individuals map timelines, run mental simulations, and rarely say or do anything without calculating its ripple effect. In Jeshta, Mercury refines their perception. They wait for the right moment, using time as a tool. If Mercury is in the 10th, this timing becomes part of their professional power. They're seen as composed, sharp, and always two steps ahead. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the time experience leans more in time, especially in emotionally charged situations. These individuals are sensitive to the present emotional current and may respond instinctively. In Jeshta, the Moon adds depth and vulnerability. They may react to betrayal or tension quickly, then reflect afterward. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional timing plays out publicly. They may adjust their leadership or presence based on the social or emotional mood. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native may toggle between both, but often with decisive in-time action. These individuals will observe, but if provoked or challenged, they act with controlled immediacy. In Jeshta, Mars gives them protective speed. They strike not from chaos, but from practiced instinct. If Mars is in the 10th, they may be seen as effective crisis leaders, acting decisively while others hesitate. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the experience is heavily through time, with emotional suppression and karmic awareness. These individuals move slowly, often acting only when they've weighed every angle. In Jeshta, Saturn strengthens patience. They trust the slow build and rarely rush resolution. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are known for their long game leadership, unshakable under pressure, and committed to legacy over momentary gain. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the time orientation may start in time, driven by urgency or desire. These individuals chase recognition or power in the moment, but may overlook long-term cost. In Jeshta, Rahu amplifies ambition. They may act quickly for visibility, then course correct with time. If Rahu is in the 10th, their timing in public roles is bold. They may leap early, but must learn to sustain their rise through deeper reflection. Jeshta's true mastery lies in its temporal awareness. These natives are often the keepers of memory, the ones who remember what was promised, what was broken, and what is still owed. Their strength is using time to protect, preserve, and prepare. Their growth comes when they learn not just to wait, but to trust the timing of their inner truth, not reacting from old pain, but responding from deep wisdom. When balanced, Jeshta becomes the guardian of time itself, acting neither too soon nor too late, but always exactly when it matters most. Jeshta Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are motivated by people, seeking connection, influence, or emotional depth. Others are drawn to activities, engaging in what stimulates their mind, sharpens their skills, or offers mastery. Some are moved by places, environments that offer privacy, power, or familiarity. Others are driven by things, objects, tools, or systems that give them structure or status. Jeshta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, mental focus, communication, and associated with Indra, sovereignty, protection, responsibility, is most naturally motivated by activities and people, particularly those involving strategy, loyalty, trust, or control. These natives are deeply protective, often stepping into leadership, mentorship, or behind-the-scenes roles where they can quietly influence outcomes. Their motivation is rarely superficial. It's rooted in emotional complexity, karmic memory, and the desire to remain one step ahead. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how this inner drive manifests. If Mercury is in the 1st, 3rd, or 6th house, the motivation is anchored in activities, especially mental or verbal engagement. These individuals are fueled by solving problems, managing information, or outmaneuvering challenge. In Jeshta, Mercury adds precision. They are motivated by mastery, often pursuing roles where intellect and discretion go hand in hand. If Mercury is in the 10th, They excel in advisory, investigative, or analytical roles, where they quietly direct power through skillful communication. If Moon is in the fourth or seventh house, the primary motivation shifts toward people, especially emotionally charged or karmically significant relationships. These natives seek connection, but only with those who earn their trust. In Jyeshtha, Moon intensifies emotional memory. They're drawn to those who stir something deep, even if the bond is complex or heavy. If Moon is in the 10th, their public roles often involve caretaking, diplomacy, or emotionally intelligent leadership, though they may guard their inner world fiercely. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the drive is toward activities that provide structure, discipline, or protection. These individuals are self-motivated, with a quiet intensity that prefers action over words. In Jyeshtha, Mars sharpens control. They are often drawn to crisis management, strategy, or roles that allow them to defend or direct others. If Mars is in the 10th, their professional path may involve leadership under pressure. They act with efficiency, even in chaos. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, places may begin to hold significance, especially those tied to wisdom, healing, or spiritual power. These natives seek sacred or intellectually rich environments. In Jyeshtha, Jupiter expands emotional and ethical perception. They're drawn to inner sanctuaries, symbolic spaces, or power centers where insight and influence converge. If Jupiter is in the 10th, their public life may revolve around institutions, teaching, or spiritual guidance. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, things such as recognition, influence, or tools of control may become early motivators. These individuals chase power, often through unconventional means. In Jyeshtha, Rahu enhances ambition. They may be drawn to titles, symbols of success, or elite circles. If Rahu is in the 10th, their career path is intense. They pursue authority, but must learn to balance ambition with emotional integrity. Jyeshtha's deepest motivation lies in influence with integrity. Whether through people or purposeful action, these natives want to feel quietly powerful, emotionally discerning, and in control of their path. Their evolution lies in choosing depth over dominance, trust over tactics. When balanced, Jyeshtha becomes the protector behind the curtain, motivated not by ego, but by the quiet mastery of their role, their relationships, and their responsibility.